Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Chris, Sharpie, and Steve. We also have a special guest today. We've got Jeff Reitz with us. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, good. How's it going?
I'm doing well.
Good.
We'd be doing better if we were at Disneyland.
Yeah, Jeff is in Disneyland.
You could always join me here. I'm actually up in the treehouse here in Adventureland right now.
That's the best way to have an interview. You could have an office in Tarzan's treehouse. You could just have your own office set up.
Exactly. You know, I figured Jane and Tarzan were out, you know, hitting some fun themselves, getting something to eat. So, you know, I thought I'd use their desk and enjoy the car right here.
You probably get really good Wi-Fi and cell service from the Tarzan, believe it
from
or
the
not.
Tops.
Yeah.
Exactly.
From what I hear, Tarzan's house was previously owned by celebrities by the name of the Robinsons, right?
That is correct.
All right. Well, we've got Jeff with us today because he is quite unique in that he has, you know what, you tell us. Jeff, what have you done?
Well, as of last Thursday, on June 22nd, I hit 2,000 consecutive days of coming here to Disneyland. When I walked through the gate today, with the count still gone, I'm at 2,007.
Wow. Well, how come you're not stopped by anything?
I'm sorry.
He is live, so... Yeah, he's live, so we're going to have some wind and some noise, so we apologize for that. So, Chris, go ahead.
I'm sorry, because it was like really...
There we go. Sorry, I think I fixed that. I took off the earpiece so I can hear you guys a little better.
Okay.
Well, that's better.
That's better, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay.
So I have a question. First of all, it's like a two-part. How do you do this every day? Do you do it after work? Are you retired? How does that work?
When I first started, I was unemployed, so I could come anytime. But since September 2012, I now work at the VA hospital in Long Beach and help my fellow veterans out. And then I come over after work. So I just got off work at 4 o'clock and I was in the park by 5 o'clock.
Okay. So you're about your home and everything's about an hour away.
Less than that. I mean, I live in Huntington Beach, about 12 miles away, and then I work in Long Beach, and then come here to my second home in Anaheim.
Now, is it just, like, the thing I think that would get to me is getting there every day. Not just getting there, but getting in the park, going through security. Does that kind of drive you crazy?
Not normally. I mean, you know, of course, there's always those days, you know, like when you're dealing with grad nights or something else, that it can get a little bit more flustered. But for the most part, I've kind of learned, you know, what kind of time frames to come in and out, like on the weekends or, you know, holidays and such. And when I'm getting here after work, you know, at 5 o'clock, it's usually not too bad because it's right fast enough that a lot of people haven't made it over after work or school to come and play. But, you know, it's before, you know, so everyone, it's before everyone gets over here to rush in. But after, there are still people that are leaving that want to go home and rest up or, you know, go back to the hotel rooms before getting ready for the nighttime parades and fireworks.
Okay.
Makes sense. All right. I was just doing some notes on here. And you said that you're on 2007th day. I can't say that.
That's correct.
So just because the year is 2017, do you have any special plans for day 2017?
At this moment, I don't, but you never know what's going to happen or what could change. For all I knew leading up to last week, I thought it was just going to be another day in the park. I had no clue until within a couple days that my day 2000 was going to turn into such a celebration.
Yeah, you are in a lot of different places. You're in Disney news here and there, so that's great.
Did you know it was your 2000th turnstile day, or did they tell you when you kind of went through the gate?
No, I knew, and I keep track. I post check-ins every day on Facebook and on Twitter.
Wow.
I have a public Facebook page where people can join and follow along at Disneyland 366. You know, and then on Twitter, I go by Disney366. And so I post check-ins every day when I get here. In fact, I mentioned you guys in today's check-in that I was getting ready to have the interview with you guys. So I kind of give a heads up on this is what I'm looking forward to for the day. And it keeps track on what the numbers are. Like for my daily check-ins, not only do I post the total day count, but I also post like this is 5 years and I think it's 170. Or no, today's 180 days into this year. So it kind of gives, you know, a rundown. And it's kind of nice for myself to be able to look back, you know, kind of like how Facebook does their flashbacks. You know, this is what happened a year, 3 years, 4 years ago. So yes. I can kind of look back and it's like, wow, is that what happened?
Man, you're like, wow, I was at Disneyland.
I can't believe that was that long ago.
Yeah. So what's one thing that no matter how many times you do it, it doesn't get old?
Oh, it could be just about anything here. I mean, the fact that I mix it all up. I mean, even my favorite attraction is the Matterhorn ever since I was about 2 years old. But even that, I don't do it every day. So to me, it never gets old. I love sitting in the front of the sled and leaning into the corners like I'm steering bobsled one for the U.S. team.
So how long do you normally spend every day?
It varies. My minimum is about an hour. But okay. A lot of times during the week, it could be like 3 or 4 hours. Now that they're in the summertime, you know, the park's open until midnight. So like if I met up with some friends or, you know, we're just having a good time, we may stay and close the park. Okay. Other times, you know, I may just stick around, hit a few things or, you know, enjoy some pictures and that, and then go and get some dinner. So it really changes. You know, the only thing that's constant for me is that I park at the Mickey and Friends structure and I come into Disneyland because it's all based on the original Magic Kingdom, not the resort as a whole. So if I go to California Adventure, that's an additional part of the magic of park hopping that it's not part of my count. Only coming to Disneyland.
I wondered about that. I wondered if like some days you just said, I'm going to Cars Land, forget Disneyland. I'm going to go to California Adventure, but you have to go into Disneyland Park.
Yeah, for myself, because I've always enjoyed Disneyland growing up with it and everything. I mean, I've been around for the opening of, you know, California Adventure. And then in 2012, I was here for the opening of Cars Land Buena Vista Street. And most recently, getting to enjoy the opening of Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. But yeah, those are all additional fun points that I get to do, whereas my count is based off the original. And that also comes about because in 2012, you couldn't do all 366 days in California Adventure, only in Disneyland. That was because on June 14th, DCA was actually closed for the preparation and grand opening of Cars Land on Buena Vista Street.
That would have been bad.
Yes. That kind of brings me to another question. So this would have me in a panic, just so you know. Have you ever gotten close to almost missing a day?
No, I have not.
That's awesome. Because I like get sick or maybe have to go out of town to a wedding or whatever.
I was wondering the same thing. You know, what are the circumstances that have gotten you closest to missing a day?
The only thing that's been close would be the parking receipts. And I've been able to get one for every day, but they're not all officially mine. It's just something that I've kept as a reminder of every day. And that's because there are some days when the park, or not some days, but every day, they quit charging for parking 3 hours before the last park closes. So like right now when Disneyland closes at midnight, the parking structure quits charging about 9 o'clock at night. So if I happen to be, you know, coming in a little late, especially where it really comes to play is like in the fall when they have the Halloween nights and stuff where there's special events where the park is closing early.
Right.
And so then if I don't get off work early or something, I may not have gotten a parking receipt, but I'll still make it into the park on time. And then I'll usually ask one of the other guests if they're going to keep their pass, you know, their parking slip or not. And so I've always been able to get one for every day.
So, 'cause you like to keep the parking receipt.
Yeah. It's just, it's kind of like a calendar,
okay.
You know, and now, I mean, my stack now is for 1,000, it filled up. If you know the Disneyland clear or the Disney clear plastic bags they'll give you if you go to the store without making a purchase.
Right.
At the 1,000 mark, it filled up the bottom, going solid end to end, it filled up the bottom of those bags. So I'm just about got, you know, probably a half a bag worth of tickets stacking them up.
Now, do the people in your personal life, are they accommodating with this? Does your girlfriend go, oh yeah, go? Or do you sometimes find that people are like, oh my gosh, you're going again?
There's always some people, you know, some friends and things that may something like that. Some of my dive buddies, you know, waiting for me to get back in the water or something. But I had stepped out of the water because of having some other dental or medical issues. And so, you know, once I got things taken care of, then I work on getting back in and doing all that extra stuff too. My girlfriend, you know, for her, I actually met her because of her having an annual pass. Our first date was here at Disneyland and then going across the street to enjoy some Pizza Press pizza and watch the fireworks.
That's so pretty awesome.
Well, speaking
she's actually in Disney California Adventure over with a Crush and Turtle Talk right now while I'm talking to you guys. And we're going to meet up for some dinner afterwards.
Okay. So speaking of food, I wanted to ask you, number one snack, have to have it. Try to get it as much as you can. What is it?
That really gets mixed up a lot.
It's Dole hard.
It's a lot of fun, of course. But I also like going over in California Adventure. I like going to the Sonoma Garden beer garden and getting one of the Bavarian style pretzels because they're nice and big. And I think they're a great deal for the cost. But, you know, like the other day on day 2000 or sorry, no, on Monday on 2005. I had shared churros with my girlfriend and Pluto. You know, so had churros then. So it really depends on where I'm at, what's going on.
Okay, so I'm gonna kick it up one little notch from snack. Absolute favorite meal, not necessarily my restaurant, but
sure. My go-to meal is pizza port pasta. I'll change it up between spaghetti and the chicken fusilli, but I find that that's, again, it's one of the best deals. Plus, with it being a walk-up, you know, buffet style where you just order what you want, you don't have to worry about reservations as if you were going to go to Blue Bayou or something like that.
Right.
So what's something in one of the parks that you avoid?
The only thing that I've kind of avoided lately would be the water rides, Splash Mountain or Grizzly Peak. And that's usually because, like, today I came straight from work and I don't want to get my work clothes soaked out. So then I'll steer clear of those and save that for like on the weekends or holidays kind of thing.
So
totally understandable.
So if you won a trip to Disney World, would you go or would you stay to keep the run going on at Disneyland?
You know, that's something that's been brought up and, you know, my girlfriend and I have joked around about it and stuff. And I've thought about that, you know, like if Disney or someone were to, you know, provide a trip to Florida or something like that, it's a good possibility that I may, you know, finish up my count to head over there. I've been over to Walt Disney World once. I was there Christmas Day 03 to New Year's Day 04 and even made my only warm water scuba dive in the Epcot Aquarium on December 26th of 2003. So, you know, it'd be neat to go back and see things because I know there's been a lot of changes.
Yep.
I love, you know, I'd really like to see Harold's counterpart that they always want to mix him up with, your good old Yeti back there in the Expedition Everest.
The broken Yeti. You can come over and see the broken Yeti, or you can see Pandora now. Pandora's open.
Definitely. I watched the live feed of the grand opening of that and just seeing some of the pictures and stuff. It just looks incredible, you know, and just like Cars Land and, you know, soon to be Star Wars Land, you know, I mean, Disney just does such an awesome job on stuff, you know, with the details and everything, that I'm really looking forward to checking all that stuff out.
I would imagine having been going every day for so long that there are cast members that you see and know, and they know you. Do you make a point of visiting any particular cast members, or is it just attractions?
It's not so much. Yeah. It's not so much making a point to, you know, because you never know if they're going to be working or not, but I know, you know, I do know a lot of the cast members. Even like coming through the turnstile today was one of my cast friends, Margarita, at the main gate. And so since I saw she was working, I made sure to go through her turnstile so I could stop and give her a hug and say hello. You know, but I've got friends all over the place, from custodial to theme park one management and, you know, security and everything else in between, attractions and such. So it's kind of fun to be able to catch up with everybody, you know, at different times, you know, if they're not too busy and they have a moment.
I would imagine. Have you ever considered getting a job at Disney?
In the past, I had actually gotten, I was going in for an actual to fill out the paperwork to become a cast member, when I had also gotten a call as I was walking in that gave me a full-time position offer, and so it made it a little difficult when it would have been a, you know, seasonal temporary position versus a full-time position. So, and now that I have my my permanent position at the hospital working for the government, you know, it's one of those things again. I think it would be hard to leave a good position like that to go over to Disney. But I still enjoy coming here and sharing the magic with everybody.
Yeah, you've got the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and grab it here and wrap up the show. Thank you, Jeff, so much for joining us. If you want to follow Jeff, you can go to Facebook. He can be found at Disney 366. Anything else? This is your opportunity. If you want to plug yourself, you're going to get more media opportunities.
Not a problem. Well, one of the things I enjoy doing is photography and video. So I post live images every day to Instagram at Disney366 underscore. And then I post, like I said, I do check-ins. All my imagery from Instagram gets shared along with longer videos that I shoot and edit all here in the park, and post that to my Facebook page. You know, or you can follow Twitter, Tumblr as Disney366 also. So I'm really open, and I've always enjoyed sharing it. So anytime anyone asks me questions and such, you know, I've gotten messages, especially now, you know, asking like, when's the best day or the best snack or, you know, any tips. And I always try and do what I can to help people out, you know, so that they can enjoy their time when they come to visit also.
Great. That sounds great.
So I have one last question for
you.
Sure. When are you gonna invite Sam Sanders to the park with you?
Well, like I just said, I enjoy sharing the park with people, you know, old and new. So I mean, there's always time to meet new people.
Sharpie, do you want to enlighten us?
That would be a fun audio clip on his podcast.
Definitely. I know I was just walking through the park the other day with another podcaster, and you know, it's one of those things that's fun because we're able to share the experience. You know, he knew some things that I didn't know, and in turn I was able to show him some things that he didn't know about yet.
All right. Well, thank you once again. I'd like to go ahead and wrap up the show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, you can put them at the bottom where you're listening. There's a comment section. And you can also write to us at comments@mousechat.net. You can find more of our shows, if you enjoy listening to them, over at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.